Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the family of a man who was unlawfully killed in Churchill over 10 years ago believe there is an individual who got away with murder in Donegal. A peaceful gathering is to take place in Lifford on Monday to highlight the lack of progress on the enhanced MICA redress scheme and the need for emergency accommodation for affected homeowners. Former British soldier David Holden has been convicted of the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby in Auchnacloy in 1988. And there's been a slight drop in the number of people homeless in the northwest. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Chris Ashmore, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. First news this evening. The family of a man who was unlawfully killed in Churchill over 10 years ago have called for Gardaí to offer a public apology for failing to investigate their father's death properly. In a statement issued today through Madden and Finucane solicitors, the children of Seamus Doherty say last week's inquest into his death highlighted serious systemic failures on the part of Gardaí during the vital early stages of the investigation. Emma Ryan has more.
On Friday last, the inquest into the death of Seamus Doherty concluded that Mr. Doherty died from an unlawful killing, with the cause of death found to be strangulation. Mr. Doherty's body was found at his home on June 17, 2012, by Gardaí when there were four other people in the house at the time. Despite Gardaí reporting the death as suspicious, the scene was not established as a crime scene for two full days, and the jury criticised the Gardaí for not treating the other people in the house as suspects. In today's statement, Conor Moylan of Madden and Finucane says the family are actively considering legal options to ensure the jury's recommendations are fully implemented. He says they are calling on An Garda Síochána to give a full public apology and will be calling on the Minister for Justice for a public inquiry. Thus far, the statement concludes, there have been no consequences and an individual has got away with murder in Donegal.
The MICA Action Group is urging all defective concrete block homeowners to make their presence felt at a gathering in Lifford on Monday. A peaceful gathering is planned at the county house at 10 a.m. to coincide with the last Donegal County Council meeting of the year. The aim is to highlight the lack of progress on the enhanced redress scheme and the need for emergency accommodation for impacted homeowners. Lisa Hone, chair of MAG, is urging homeowners to turn out in their thousands to keep the heat on the campaign and demand action from the council.
It's a big day. It's the last council meeting before Christmas. So effectively, this is our only chance to make our presence felt with the local council before they are basically adjourned. So we need people out in big numbers. We need thousands of people in Lifford, not hundreds. And really, it's just to urge people not to leave it to everybody else. People need to make arrangements. They need to get to Lifford on Monday to make the presence felt, to keep the heat on from the campaign. It's really, really important that we get action for homeowners who are living in houses they shouldn't be living in, basically, to make sure that housing provision is made for, obviously, the build stage for thousands and thousands of homeowners coming down the line. We just cannot leave this to chance. We have to keep the heat on and keep the scheme moving forward and keep the powers of be under pressure. Still, we have people who are stuck in the scheme. Still, there seems to be a sort of lack of communication in terms of what's happening and, you know, when they're going to be processed. And also, you know, the council really, really needs to fight for, you know, the local people. We need this temporary housing provision. We've got thousands and thousands of people who at some point are going to have to rebuild. And we know from the rental market in Donegal, there is nowhere near enough houses to accommodate everybody. Even if some people do go into other types of temporary accommodation, we're still going to need a really, really good tranche of suitable temporary housing that people can live in. And at the moment, that's not happening. And
former British soldier David Holden has been convicted of the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby in Auchnacloy in 1988. Mr. McInnesby, who was 23 years old and unarmed, was shot in the back after passing through a military checkpoint on the way to a GAA match. Holden, he is now 53, said he discharged his gun accidentally because his hands were wet. Outside the court in Belfast earlier today, Aidan McInnesby's brother Sean said he was thinking of family members who didn't leave to see his brother's killer brought to justice.
I'm thinking of my father, Ailish, Aidan, and my mother that prayed and prayed for this day, and they're not here to see it.
There's been a slight drop in the number of people homeless in the northwest. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show that 101 people sought emergency accommodation last month in the region. That's down 8% when compared to the figures from the previous month. There's also been a 14% drop in the number of adults homeless in the Donegal-Leitrim area to 46. Meanwhile, the number of children homeless in the northwest at 39 remains stable. Well, nationally, just under 11,400 people were in emergency accommodation last month. Wayne Stanley of the Simon Communities of Ireland says it's the largest increase seen since May 2020 in the first lockdown.
11,397 people in emergency accommodation as we head into Christmas is stark, shocking and unacceptable. It's the largest increase in homelessness we've seen since May 2020. This is the largest number we've ever seen. And the notion, even a few years ago, that we would pass 11,000, it was unimaginable.
The Sláinte Care Healthy Communities Initiative has been launched in Donegal today with sites in Inishowen and the Gaeltacht. Junior Health Minister Frank Feehan was in the county and attended events in Gidor and Punkrana. The programme is an inter-agency plan to improve the health and well-being of designated communities, with Donegal County Council set to spend almost €500,000 on six initiatives in the county. Chair of the Regional Health Forum West, Councillor Jeremy McMonagall, while welcoming today's launch, has called for more community intervention teams to be rolled out in Donegal. There is currently just one team in the county. Councillor McMonagall says with 3,874 bed days lost at Letterkenny University Hospital from January to October, it shows the need for additional resources within the community.
I was informed at the Regional Health Forum meeting that we have nurses based in Donegal Town, Buncrana, Letterkenny and Dunlow. That consists of quite a number of staff, and they're operating there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the various areas that they're working in. But, I mean, what brought it home to me about the need for these type of community intervention teams was when we look at how many bed days were lost due to people not being able to be discharged, even though they're well enough back into the community. We had 3,874 bed day losses in Letterkenny University Hospital alone. That was from January to October this year. And, you know, we know the pressures that are on the hospital. So to help that there again, what we need to be doing is ensuring that these community intervention teams are deployed right across the county, and that they would help with the role in expediting discharges from the hospital, and also to facilitate the admission avoidance and bring the care closer to the patient's home. So it all takes an effort from all the different departments within the healthcare service to help one another. But this here, community intervention teams, there can't be enough of them within the community. And if we're bringing care close as we can to the patient and that's in their own home, then that'll also help alleviate the difficulties that we're experiencing at Letterkenny University Hospital with a lack of beds and 3,874 bed days lost due to people not being, even though they were able enough, it's just not good enough, and it's something we have to do more about.
Well, the Health Minister is being urged to engage with a consultant urologist at Letterkenny University Hospital who resigned from public practice earlier this week. Mr. Azadullah Aslam stood down after what he says is impossible working conditions. He's blamed a lack of resources, reactive policies and onerous and impractical on-call demands for his decision. Donegal Deputy Pearce Doherty in the Dáil says the issues highlighted by Mr. Aslam need to be tackled.
Tánaiste this week, Mr. Azadullah Aslam, a consultant urologist at Letterkenny University Hospital. He resigned his position from public practice. He described his decision as because he's working in impossible working conditions he was under at LUH. Now, this has come as a shock. It's really troubling and saddening for patients to lose such an experienced healthcare professional. And it's a worrying time for them regarding their own pathway to care. And it's also concerning for all of us in terms of the conditions in the hospital that led to Mr. Aslam's resignation. Now, there's been no clear statement from the HSC or from SEALTA in relation to whether there'll be a replacement consultant in place. So I'm asking for the Minister for Health, for the government to intervene. You need to ensure that SEALTA and the HSC make a public statement to clarify what is actually the next steps. Have they been able to secure a replacement for Mr. Aslam? And secondly, the department and the HSC need to actually engage now in with Mr. Aslam, I believe, to actually deal with the issues which he described in terms of the impossible working conditions, lack of resources, and try to get Mr. Aslam back into public practice, if that is possible. Thank you.
Thanks, thanks Deputy. I'm very sorry to hear that that consultant, Mr. Aslam, has resigned in Letterkenny. I'm sure the place will be, or the position will be re-advertised, and hospital of the size of Letterkenny should have a good urology service. I absolutely agree with that. Very difficult for me again to comment on the details of any individual's employment, but I'll certainly make sure that the Minister of Health knows that it was raised, and perhaps the HSC can make a statement or engage with you directly.
A number of crime checkpoints were conducted yesterday in the Buncrana area. Gardaí from the Buncrana Roads Policing Unit and Armed Gardaí set up checkpoints in border areas. A number of checkpoints were also conducted yesterday by the Buncrana Roads Policing Unit and Revenue Enforcement and Social Welfare Inspectors in Muff and Bridgend. A Midlands Northwest MEP says Ireland's rainbow families and same-sex couples are being denied the same rights as other EU citizens, and the European Commission and Council must act immediately. Maria Walsh, who believes that despite the legislation of same-sex marriage in 2015, same-sex parents in Ireland still face a variety of struggles, especially concerning the legal parenthood of children. She's calling for increased legal protection for rainbow families in Ireland.
Here in Ireland, while we had the marriage equality passed in 2015, we still have a number of rainbow families or those entering into the family process, starting through IVF or surrogacy, or having children and then not being able to have both names of both parents on their birth cert, and again leaving this legal limbo for all, and it's fundamentally flawed, and it needs to be addressed instantly.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Shop local and find the perfect gift with free next day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer and the World Cup, and the second half is underway in this evening's Group A contest. The Netherlands led Ecuador 1-0 at halftime thanks to a Cody Gakpo goal, but the South American side have equalised just a couple of moments ago. A Fenerbahce striker, Enner Valencia, getting the goal there. So one apiece in that game, and there's now 57 minutes on the clock. If the Dutch avoid defeat, it will mean Qatar cannot qualify for the next stage of the competition. Well, the hosts lost their second group game by 3-1 against Senegal earlier today. And Wales' hopes of making the last 16 are hanging by a thread following their 2-0 defeat this morning against Iran. Wayne Hennessy was sent off with 4 minutes to go, and Iran scored twice in stoppage time. England manager Gareth Southgate insists his side won't be underestimating the United States when they face each other in the fourth and last of the games today. The Group B leaders know they'll reach the last 16 with victory over a nation ranked 11 places below them in Qatar. But Southgate says expectations need to be managed.
We're good at talking highly of ourselves as a nation on the basis of very little evidence. So what we've got to do is perform on the field. And we know that we'll play a highly motivated team.
And that game has a 7 o'clock start. Meanwhile, Brazil's team doctor has confirmed that Neymar and Danilo will miss their final two group games through injury. The 2022 AGM of the Football Association of Ireland will resume on Thursday, the 15th of December, for the purpose of ratifying directors for appointment to the board of the FAI. Paddy Bonner, who was one of a number of independent directors appointed in 2021 for 1 year, has been nominated by the Nominations Committee for a two-year term. Meanwhile, the FAI has confirmed that season tickets for the 2023 season are now sold out, with a new record of 23,000 sales as Ireland fans look forward to the UEFA Euro 24 qualifying campaign. Staying with soccer, Donegal's Emma Doherty has been honoured at the SSE Airtricity Women's National League Awards. She was named in the 2022 Team of the Year. Doherty from Buncrana was one of the stars for Sligo Rovers during the year, having joined them from the Donegal Women's League under 19 side. And in the north, in the Irish League Premiership tonight, Larne, who are top of the table and 5 points clear, they take on sixth place Coleraine. On to Gaelic games, and our feature games in Highland Radio this weekend come from the doubleheader at Celtic Park on Sunday, as Setanta chase an Ulster hurling title and Dunloe look to make a first ever Ulster football final. Well, Donegal hurling champions Setanta have their sights set on Ulster glory as they face Antrim champions Shane O'Neill's Glenarm in the provincial junior final. Setanta returned to the decider for the first time since 2017 and will look to replicate that title-winning victory. The Setanta manager, Gary McGettigan, has been giving his thoughts to Francis Mooney.
The Antrim teams are probably, well, they're the benchmark for the rest of Ulster, I suppose, over the last 30 or 40 years. So, we're under no illusions, it's going to be a big task for us, but, you know, we've trained hard for it, we're hopefully ready for it, you know.
You have a few handy hurlers now, and you've score takers, the likes of Declan Coulter, you're always worth a few points for you. So, I mean, you'll want to get the ball into their hands as much as possible now and at the weekend.
Oh, of course, I have three or four very good forwards there that are playing county level, you know, so hopefully it's just... Hopefully three or four of them perform on the day, you know, and we'll not be far away. Like, but equally, you know, we've read a wee bit up about Glenarm, and they had been the same boat. They have three or four very good forwards there as well, so we'll take a bit of watching. So, no, I think it'll be a real good game on Sunday now.
So tune into Highland on Sunday for live coverage with Oisin Kelly and Donegal senior hurling manager Mickey McCann. That game has a 1:45 throw-in. Well, Dunloe's Ulster campaign continues on Sunday in Derry when the men from the Rosses take on the Tyrone champions Galbally Pierces in the intermediate semi-final. Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh will have full match commentary from 4 o'clock. It's a first ever season in Ulster for Dunloe, who are meeting a Galbally side that hit Glenullen for 7 goals in the previous round. Dunloe manager Desi Gallagher has been telling Tom Comack that they know this will be their toughest tie yet, but they'll be up for it.
They were very good on the day, you know, they did put Glenullen away. They got some of the goals now were handy enough got, I would say. But, you know, look at Naughton puts the fear of God into our players, you know. We get up and get on with it. It doesn't matter who they are, you know. But this is probably going to be the best team we've played in the championship so far, even from our first round games, you know. This will be the biggest test for our boys. And look, at no better place to have it is in Celtic Park in Derry, you know, on a big occasion. So
all the North supporters will want to know, maybe a few Galbally as well. You were missing your ace marksman the last day, Oisin Boner. Will we see him on Sunday?
Hopefully, Tom. We're not quite sure yet, but... Look, and hopefully we will. It will be a big help for us. But in fairness to the boys the last day, once they got the nerves out of them, in fairness, we didn't miss them in the second half. You know, the boys kicked on, were able to get their scores, you know. So that was good, like, and it's good to see that, because young Brian Brennan came in for him, and Ryan's only turned 18, you know, and he played his part. So look at how we everybody comes in and plays their part, no matter who's out there.
One game scheduled for this evening in the Donegal Under-21 Championship in the A Section North. It's Sean McCool's against Milford. Staying with Gaelic games, and Oisin Mullen is to play Aussie Rules football next year. Mayo's two-time Young Footballer of the Year is to leave Ireland to join Premiership champions the Geelong Cats. On to rugby, and tonight Ulster welcome Zebra to the Kingspan Stadium, where kickoff is 7:35 for that United Rugby Championship clash. Ross Kelleher will make a first start for Leinster in more than 2 months when they play Glasgow at the RDS tomorrow. And Irish internationals Joey Carberry, Tadhg Mearn and captain Peter O'Mahony are all set to return for Munster, who face Connacht tomorrow in the United Rugby Championship as well. On to golf, and Leona Maguire is just two shots off the lead at the midway point of the Open de España. The cabin golfer shot a second round 69 today to move to 9 under par. Spanish amateur Cayetana Fernandez leads on 11 under. And Tom McKibben has moved to 5 under par on a weather-affected day 2 of the Joburg Open. The County Down golfer still has 8 holes remaining. John Murphy is 2 shots below the projected cut mark on 2 over par after completing a second round 76. And Dan Bradbury is the clubhouse leader on 13 under after a round of 66. And finally, in athletics, the Ulster Athletics Awards take place this evening at the Bayview Hotel in Killybegs. European bronze medalist Mark English will be crowned Ulster Senior Male Athlete of the Year. And Tyrconnell duo Lucy McGlynn and Fintan Dewhurst will also receive awards, as will Katrina Jennings, who will be given an Outstanding International Performance Award. And that, Michaela, is your evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. For Weatherly, cloudy this evening and tonight with patchy rain, turning windier overnight with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines this evening: the family of a man who was unlawfully killed in Churchill over 10 years ago have called on Gardaí to offer a public apology for failing to investigate their father's death properly. In a statement issued through Madden and Finucane solicitors, the children of Seamus Doherty say last week's inquest into his death highlighted serious systemic failures on the part of Gardaí during the vital early stages of the investigation. The Michael Action Group is urging all defective concrete block homeowners to make their presence felt at a gathering in Lifford on Monday. A peaceful gathering is planned at the County House at 10 a.m. to coincide with the last sitting of Donegal County Council for this year. There's been a slight drop in the number of people homeless in the northwest. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show that 101 people sought emergency accommodation last month in the region. That's down 8% when compared to the figures from the previous months. And former British soldier David Holden has been convicted of the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby in Auchnacloy in 1988. Mr. McInnesby, who was 23 years old and unarmed, was shot in the back after passing through a military checkpoint on the way to a GAA match. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shea were Mahas of Colm Ferriter and Chotlin, the Prev Skelty, Viantara Stach, Aslancha, Frank Fayan, and Unadni Padraig Doranu, Lahai Sholu, and Togra, Slanchaker, Pubble, Hlanchula. As Clar, Co Ebriha, Taun, Iger and Rin Hlancha, Corlia Honda Hun and all, Faymanak, the Servicy, Slancha, August Ran of Harchiha Ella, Unadni Padraig Dor in a mask. Tasha Mark Hospor, Egg and Togra, Takiart, a Horch the Rinis of Hubble Hain, agus con gnasana agus umper slanchul a chun kin, taharig sul go garshi a pobl slanchula rocktan foil de rini servicy a slancha and a pobl hen can an kyun scribish and a winch ma. Rinya kaiherla udras nigeltukta anna ni galahert, plan changa ellen hori a hyolu go hofigul in ye, so club social to erin ellen. Carter Sheasar and Oakhead Mar Actra Starold on Ellen, Athnitar and Talent Mar Hyundan the Cantor, Yeltakta is Lazarus a cheer, Leshin Gelega Mar Free of Kanga, Eg Oskyon Je Nihe Fuingade, then Denra at On, Komai Leshin Cholut, the club's social to Vig Chart Lakela, and Austin Hari, Achi Hyol, and Tolov Lilis O'Leary, and Lower Ur, Ya Lyagan Jeg. A well she hen mar co agor her air. Tis game the gompan tis dramiacta oscult the groupy dramiacta, Jirian and Skame shot dramiacta nigeliga a hohu, Augusta Urbert, Gusta Ga Olus, Eg Forest nigeliga bunkai e. Sholo Kishja the 3 billion euro when you contact here to a horch le da chonskadal, Kruhiacha, Sauliaha, a cochi and facet ahru erija. Agus a hagan cuacht da hirani sa ranog sin comai glac car le hiratas ar an scéim an mina nolag an bhí se hagin. Agus bé as champagne craib olu for an scór cumann luch las scéil an chlachan leich Éan Arden san Ihe Amara ag onad Níf Columba an Altan Choran le linn Ihe Hóisialta ag Jennifer Kellyrú éachtaí a bhain aisteúirí an club ama sa comórtas scór im Leana. Chuirthar a thús leis an ócáid sin ag a leathanné seacht tráthnóna. Sin mo thuidse ile go léir slán agus bharacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 25th of November. The death has occurred of Irene Nolan, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Irene's remains will repose at Hillcrest House tomorrow from 12 noon until 4:30, with removal to St. Judan's Cathedral to repose overnight. Reception prayers there at 5 o'clock. Requiem Mass will take place at 12 noon on Sunday, followed by burial in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family Fires Only, please. Donations, if desired, to Hillcrest House Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place at Beech Hill Nursing Home Buncrana of Bridie Connolly, Jimmy Mickey. Bridie's remains are reposing at Connolly Homes, Mallon Town, where you may pay your respects from 5:30 this evening and again from 11 tomorrow morning. Funeral Mass in Connolly Homes tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, with burial on Sunday in Galway. Family Fires Only, please. The death has taken place of Winston Woods, Monyhochley Manor, Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at Rye Presbyterian Church, Manor, Cunningham, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family Fires Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Rye Presbyterian Church Hall Fund, care of any family member. The house is strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred in England of Patrick Calderbanks, Colindale, London, formerly of Ruffoe. Remains reposing at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Ruffoe, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, with rosary at 9. Funeral from Kelly's Funeral Home on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to St. Eunan's Church, Ruffoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family Fires Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Betty Young, Hillhead, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, until 9 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to her son Gordon's home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:45, going to Ardra Methodist Church for funeral service at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House open to family and friends tomorrow from 12 noon to 9. Private, please, on Sunday. Family Fires Only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Ardra Methodist Church, care of any family member. Betty's service can be viewed live on Shovelin's Funeral Home Facebook page. The death has taken place of Susan McLaughlin, White Paddy, Carol Moore, Mallon, Inishowen. Reposing at her home, with funeral leaving her home on Sunday morning at 9:45, going to St. Patrick's Church, Ochotlay, Mallon, for 10:30 funeral mass, burial afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Mallon. Family Fires Only, please. The death has taken place of Margot McGinley, Naoimh Conologue, Comeen, Clohan. At the request of the deceased, Margot will repose in the oratory in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, until 9 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. Requiem Mass at 12 noon tomorrow, with burial afterwards in Kilwira Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Maureen McKenna, Naoimh McLaughlin, late of Canonrea Road, Kilgort, Clodagh, County Derry. Reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, leaving at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Craigban. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Will Chambers, 11 Liscarroll Road, Drumahoe. Will's wake will take place at his home until 8 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:20 for service in Glendermot Presbyterian Church at 2:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to NI Chest, Heart and Stroke. The death has taken place of Mary Wagner, Munya, Ballyheeran, Fanad. Mary's funeral service will take place at Christ the Redeemer Church, Roxnakill, at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by private cremation. The house is strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has taken place of Charlie Duffy, Main Street, Lanealy. Charlie's remains are reposing at Liam Collins' funeral premises, Cooldaff. You may pay your respects today until 10:00. Charlie's funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Buchan, Cooldaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Charlie's funeral mass can be viewed live on cooldaffparish.com. And the death has taken place of Thomas Hart, Chestnut Grove, Remelton. His remains are reposing at St Mary's Church, Remelton, with funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Rosary tonight at 7 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Odyssey Donal Nursing Home, Milford, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.